Hey guys, welcome to the Liberal Hive Mind, a channel solely focused on exposing the abundant hypocrisy of the left. Alright, so obviously you guys know exactly what we're talking about here. There's really only one appropriate topic of discussion. Yesterday, an attempt was made on Donald Trump's life. A full-on presidential assassination attempt. And now generally, with crimes, especially crimes caught on action, in the current internet media era that we live in, usually, things get clearer as time goes on. We gather more evidence, you have different camera angles, different video evidence shot from all the different angles, considering everybody has a high-quality digital camera in their pockets these days. So usually, you can get to the bottom of things quite quickly as all the information trickles. But this situation's a little bit different. The more information, the more video evidence specifically that is released, the more questions we have. Something isn't adding up with what transpired yesterday, and there's only two possible answers. Either complete and utter incompetence, a failure of epic proportion, or there's a massive dangerous conspiracy to uncover. Let's get into all of the oddities and try to have as honest of a conversation as possible. I'm not going to sit here and make any declarative statements or any big points without any facts, but we'll certainly analyze all the facts and ask all the right questions. We've got some stuff to get into, so let's roll the tape. Alright folks, so we saw what happened, and we've seen all the video evidence, I'm sure you have. Well, like I alluded in the intro, I got some serious questions. First off, we got this clip.
And you know, that's a little bit old, that chart's a couple of months old, and if you want to really see something that's said, take a look at what happened.
Now, based on reports, what you're seeing are two Secret Service members on top of a roof behind Donald Trump, aiming down scope at what seems to be a threat. The question is, what are they waiting for? What's taking so long? Why the hesitation? And most importantly, if they were looking down the scope at a terrorist sniper, why didn't they eliminate the threat? That is obvious question number one. Obviously, there was some sort of failure. But it gets even worse after seeing this video, because again, it raises more questions than it answers. First off, why the hesitation? Why didn't they do their job? And secondly, how the frick did this happen in the first place? How? We're talking about the Secret Service here. We're talking about a former president, and possibly the next president of the United States. He is supposed to have 24/7 full-on Secret Service security detail, and not just any detail, but the best in the business. You mean to tell me that the best in the business, coordinating with local law enforcement and probably other contracting groups, you mean to tell me that all of these highly trained, top-of-their-industry professionals didn't even secure the perimeter? They didn't have buildings in the direct vicinity on lockdown? I mean, it is truly unbelievable. You know, the way this is looking to me, it seems unbelievable that Secret Service allowed this to happen, and that's where the question gets raised. Was this just an honest mistake, or was there a purpose behind the inaction? Was there a secret conspiracy transpiring? We can only speculate. Well, when speculating, generally you'll follow what makes the most sense. Well, honestly, like I just said, the Secret Service and police department inaction, the sheer level of incompetence seems almost unbelievable. Some of the eyewitness testimony, I mean, it's mind-blowing.
And you know, that's a little bit...
And listen to the rally, right? We couldn't see him, but we could hear him. So we walked up, and probably 5 to 7 minutes of Trump speaking, I'm estimating here, I have no idea, you know, but we noticed the guy crawling, bear crawling up the roof of the building beside us, 50 feet away from us. So we're standing there, you know, we're pointing at the guy crawling up the roof.
And he had a gun, right?
He had a rifle.
A rifle.
We could clearly see him with a rifle, absolutely. We're pointing at him. The police are down there running around on the ground. We're like, hey, man, there's guy on the roof with a rifle. And the police are like, huh, what? You know, like they didn't know what was going on. You know, we're like, hey, right here on the roof, we can see him from right here. We see him. You know, he's crawling.
I noticed two officers that were looking for something or somebody. I was looking around myself and seeing a guy on top of one of the buildings go in between one building to the next, and went and told the officer that he was up there. And when I went back to my spot, I heard that people could still see the person from where they were standing. So I checked that out, and I went back to tell the officer that if he came over there, he could see them. And when I turned my back is when the shots when the shots started.
We keep seeing eyewitnesses doing media interviews saying they were there for minutes trying to warn Secret Service that somebody was on the roof, and nothing was done. All the training, the protocols. How does that make sense? How was that building and that roof not secured? How were there not three Secret Service agents on that roof with weapons, making sure the perimeter is totally secure? It's unbelievable. It's almost as if the conspiratorial thought is a more believable story than just assuming incompetence. Whoops. You know, and it brings up little tidbits. It's funny how you forget things. I mean, I cover the news every single day. I've been doing it for years. But sometimes, I mean, stuff that was so important, talking points and things that we were covering in the past, it just kind of disappears from the memory bank. But now a lot of it is coming back. You know who I'm thinking about? Democrat Senator Benny Thompson. Let's not forget that Trump's Secret Service protection could have been removed under Benny Thompson's proposed legislation back in April, just a couple months ago. As Donald Trump was facing a possible verdict, Democrats in Congress were working to remove his Secret Service protection. They wanted him vulnerable. I'm just supposed to not link the two? Because that makes me a crazy conspiracy theorist? No. It's almost as if this is exactly what they wanted. I'm also thinking a whole lot about Joe Biden's recently sworn-in director of U.S. Secret Service, Mrs. Kimberly A. Cheadle, and the fact that she has repeatedly refused to give Donald Trump full presidential Secret Service protection. Dan Bongino goes in on it.
But President Trump is a former president running for re-election. You essentially have two incumbents running. Folks, he does not have a full presidential package right now. It is putting the man in danger. His threat level is apocalyptic and catastrophic. It is time right now for Kim Cheadle, the Secret Service director, to get her head out of her ass and do the right thing. I could tell you stories for days about her putting politics ahead of presidential protection. I am not being overly emotional because I've said it before. The Secret Service director is utterly unqualified right now to be doing what she's doing. It is time for her first to get this thing solved. It's an emergency situation right now, and find out what happened. But she should step down immediately. Some of the things she has told people on that detail about security arrangements, clearly making political statements, she is completely unqualified. It is time for President Trump to have a full presidential package.
What we saw was either a result of complete incompetence, or what we saw was a purposeful sabotaging of Trump's security detail, which created clear vulnerabilities and allowed an opportunity for a shooter to have a window on President Trump. It's hard to know exactly what happened, or again, to make a declarative statement here, but obviously something makes no sense. How in the frick did the U.S. Secret Service allow a domestic terrorist sniper to set up for not just 2 seconds on a parallel roof within a clear fatal distance without any intervention? How was nobody covering that building? How could this have possibly happened? Well, Director Kimberly A. Cheadle has some big frickin' questions to answer, and I'm just hoping she'll do a better job in her response than she did with the accidentally deleted January 6 tapes, or rather text messages.
She would know. The 28-year veteran was on the team that evacuated Vice President Dick Cheney on 9/11, and she served on then Vice President Biden's protective detail. He named her director in mid-2022. USA! Amid a swirl of controversy over the agency deleting nearly all of its text messages from January 6th, the agency says that was due to a data migration.
System migrations happen. But I think for a lot of Americans, it just doesn't pass the smell test, given the timing and the volume of messages deleted.
Well, it's unfortunate that that would be the assumption that people would make. Our integrity is everything, and there was nothing nefarious attached to that.
Their integrity has...
Again, it's hard to say exactly what happened. I don't want to attribute malice. It could possibly just be incompetence, as we're now learning that Kimberly Cheadle was focused on DEI initiatives.
To expand hiring, they're aiming to have 30% women recruits by 2030, and even allowed YouTube influencer Michelle Carre to train with agents.
But I'm very conscious, as I sit in this chair now, of making sure that we need to attract diverse candidates and ensure that we are developing and giving opportunities to everybody in our workforce, and particularly women.
More focused on ridiculous woke DEI programs than she wasn't doing her job, which of course is protecting the President of the United States and the former presidents. Absolutely shocking, confusing stuff. Independent investigations must be launched immediately. Every single question question must be answered, because none of this makes any frickin' sense at all. Anyways, that's pretty much what I got for you guys. Hopefully you enjoyed it. If you did, make sure to leave a like and possibly subscribe to the channel. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you on the next one.